tomorrow's election has engendered great hope among some Palestinians, hopes that peace negotiations with Israel will somehow get moving again, hope that the hardship of daily life in the West Bank and Gaza will ease, and hope for an improvement in the Palestinian economy, which has all but collapsed over the past 4 years of the Intifada. To try to get a better sense of what Palestinians desire for their economic future, we've called Samir Houleila, chairman of the Palestine Trade Center in Ramallah. I spoke to him earlier. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
In a recent survey taken by the Palestinian Authority, half the respondents said that they thought that economics should be the top priority for the new Palestinian leader. And a lot of them were fairly optimistic, and yet only 20% supported economic cooperation with Israel. Does the business community feel that way?
No, the business community in general did keep a lot of contacts with the Israeli business community, and we still have a lot of trade, actually, with Israel. We are still the major trading partner with Israel, and Israel is our main trading partner. However, with the wall coming to close down the relationship between both nations...
You mean the wall that Israel has been building to seal off the Palestinian territory?
Yeah, this will regulate the movement of goods and people from and to Israel, and this means that this relationship will not be open up to the needs of the business community on both sides, but it will be up to politicians and security people who will define when and how people and goods will move in and out.
So where will new jobs come from?
Also, it's a very good question. Even the World Bank did not answer this. I think it's a very difficult task, and to be frank, the only hope that we can have is that Israel will continue to employ at least 70 or 80,000 workers in Israel as it used to be 3 or 4 years ago.
Mr. Houleila, you were involved in a conference on the role of the Palestinian diaspora in developing the Palestinian economy. Have you received any concrete commitments for investment from Palestinian expatriates?
Yes, the business community and diaspora are committing themselves to investment, in particular now in Gaza, but also in the West Bank. The issue is who can make a proper arrangement with Israel, with some guarantees from the U.S. and Europe and the rest, that this could be possible under the circumstances, again, till this conflict is over.
Can you tell me concretely what businesses have made these kinds of commitments?
They are talking about specific businesses. For example, the industrial zones or parks at the border of Gaza, they are talking about one for garments. They are talking about a touristic project in replacement of the settlement in Gaza. They are talking about a huge agricultural investment in 15% of Gaza land, which was taken by the settlement. They are hopeful that these 15% will be essential in solving some of the problem of unemployment in Gaza, especially if they are used for export purposes, like cut flowers, strawberries, etc.
Mahmoud Abbas, who's expected to win tomorrow's election, has called for legal reforms in the Palestinian Authority, which achieved quite a reputation for corruption. What's needed in terms of reforms to encourage business development?
I think the most important one is not the legal reform. It's not to have new laws. Mainly is to have an executive power to implement these laws. So the judicial system and the executive power, these two components are the most important vehicles for investment in this region. If we guarantee that our safety is there and that whatever problem we have, that the legal system can solve it and implement it, execute it, then I think we'll be safe. And more people will be interested into coming here and investing in this area.
Samir Houleila is chairman of the Palestine Trade Center. We reached him in Ramallah. Thanks very much for speaking with us, Mr. Houleila.
Thank you very much.